Three receivers right, one near side to the left. Bernard in the shotgun with Andy Dalton. He's clapping for the ball. He's got it on second and 10. Throws right, and it's picked off on a deflection. Buster Screen's got it at the 35-yard line. DeQuell Jackson tipped it, and Buster Screen picked it.
It's a Victory Monday. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. We're here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And it's funny. You feel a sense, we do, certainly, like the whole area, the town, the region, a sense of joy. Around here, it's been very businesslike. You haven't seen a lot of,
It hasn't changed at all. It's exactly the same after week one.
And it feels like, yes, it feels like that. I mean, just everyone's thoughts are on Thursday. Everyone's got something to do. This is not just the football side, all the business side, too. Everybody's like thinking about Thursday.
It's a quick turnaround.
And
three straight home games.
Yeah, three straight home games. Rick in Fremont's with us now. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I've got a comment, and then I'm going to ask you guys to chime in on it. I'm sorry my phone's ringing in the background. I heard a previous caller talking about Brian Hoyer and his arm strength and stuff, and it made me think, would I rather have a smart quarterback or an athletic quarterback? And I think watching Brian the last 2 weeks, one thing I've come away with is the 3 years that he had, basically he was groomed in New England by Tom Brady. And he doesn't have the strongest arm in the world, but the one thing I think he learned to do was study film and recognize pre-snap reads. And I think that when you're able to do that, and I think I heard somebody on one of the post-game shows yesterday say that he actually had the fastest release of all the quarterbacks yesterday. I think that that makes up for arm strength, because if you're getting rid of the ball that much quicker, you don't have to fire it into traffic. So
No question. Yeah. And you can win with your head. I mean, listen, Peyton Manning is playing better quarterback now than he's ever played before. And I was actually this Sunday on my CBS show with Steve Berline, and he was talking about how Peyton Manning's mind right now is the most dangerous weapon in the entire National Football League.
Oh, it is.
And he said physically he's not what he used to be, but he's winning plays before he even snaps the ball.
And the real key with that, and obviously it's happening because he's delivering on the field, is a coaching staff and organization that gets behind that and says, let him be
Let him be the boss.
He's the coordinator. He's part owner. He's the general manager. He's everything.
16 touchdowns,
Broncos.
No interceptions.
Yeah. So as long as he keeps delivering like that, he can run the show. He's running the meetings. So, John Fox, you suppress your ego, because coaches got egos. And
they
coaches
do.
Like to be, they're control freaks.
They're the coach.
If you look up control freak in the dictionary, is it in the dictionary?
You'll see a
picture of a coach, or yeah, of all 32 NFL coaches for sure. It's by nature. All right, this was a fun Victory Monday, because it was Victory Monday. We had Doug Deacon here. We want to thank him,
yeah,
and we want to thank Tom Withers for being with us. We want to thank Gerard Cherry, of course, the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, who is busy with the staff preparing for Thursday night. No days off between now and Thursday as this team gets ready for the Buffalo Bills. We want to, of course, thank Megan Rock, and she's part of the show, doing tweets and managing a lot of stuff for us here as a new addition to our staff. Dave DiNatale, yes, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, for great stuff from him. And what else do I got to say? We got another show tomorrow. We got so much to talk about. We could make this a
This is a crazy
show.
Week. We got to get ready for the
show.
Buffalo
Marathon
Bills.
Marathon broadcast from the Browns.
And 3-2 for the Browns. Let's go.
All right. For Nathan Zagura and Vic Carucci, talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.